As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Snow melting in Missouri, sun shining through my skylights, and we're ready to get started again. Welcome to our Monday, Moonday, February the 14th. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. Don't forget your sweetheart, I guess. Our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts as well. And we work in solutions where we can find them and when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, carrying us over Channel 216, Talk Stream Live, Liberty Radio, streaming us live over Facebook. Wow, lots of ways to listen. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals this morning, crude and currencies all open stronger as Egyptian unrest apparently subsides. The federal budget keeps Washington all abuzz. Gold and silver mining in the news. Offshore wind turbines, carbon credits, private international law, the Deutsche Börse AG, the Boeing 747 Intercontinental, cell towers, DSL. It's all on the browser for today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this Valentine's Day. Monday, February the 14th, 2011, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $5.50 an ounce at $1,362.30. Silver also up strongly, up 38 cents at $30.29 an ounce on the high side of 30, and you got to love it. Platinum moving up strong, up another 26 bucks at $1,827 a troy ounce, and palladium, wow, up 10 bucks at $822 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,355.60 for a low, $1,363.60 for a high. You can see we're very close to the high so far this morning. But at $1,362.30, a troy ounce, your gold is up year-to-year $269.90 an ounce for a 24.71% return on your investment in Aurum, that precious noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Associations, the boys in London rang up their flags and ding their bell, set the price at $1,356.75, and we've been trading above that level. Over the weekend, no change in the SPDR gold shares. They claim to hold 1,225.53 metric tons. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, February the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report again for this morning. Good news for the gold bugs. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and now finding gold just on a meteoric rise straight up. Just check it out. Go to visit on the website, www.kitco.com. Will it continue the drive forward? I think it might, but we'll see. It's going to come under a lot of pressure today, but it had headline news all over Bloomberg. We'll cover that in a moment. But this morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, about an hour ago, gold was up $5.50 at $1,362.30. It's over $1,365 now. Silver up 38 cents in early trading at $30.29. Platinum up 26 bucks at $1,827 an ounce. And palladium up 10 at $822. As I mentioned in the previous segment, the SPDR gold shares over the weekend didn't seem to move anything in their gold box. They hold 1,225.53 metric tons of cyber gold this morning. Whether they have anything in the treasure chest or not is to be seen, but it's valued on State Street at $53.7 billion at these bullion spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up strong, up 44 at 12,273. The NASDAQ closed up 19 at 2809, and the S&P 500 up 7 at 1329, proving that there is some strength in the equities. The crude oil this morning, this is light sweet crude, off 13 cents at $85.45 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 43 basis points at 78.84. In the foreign exchange market, the Canadian loonie up 30 basis points at $1.01. The Canadian loonie now above parity with the U.S. dollar. Mexican peso up 3 at 8 cents a pop. Fill up your pockets for those pesos, 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 62 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.35. The British pound off 13 at $1.60. And the Swiss franc up 17 basis points at $1.03 U.S. The bond market this morning continuing to show some high yields here. The two-year bonds, the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries at 0.84% yield. The 10-year at 3.65 and the 30 at 4.70. The mortgage markets this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up from 4.06% a month ago to 4.31 this morning. And the 30-year moves up from 4.75 at 5.04%. So we see those mortgage markets, mortgage rates moving up in the fixed mortgages. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%. And your gold to silver ratio at 44.98 ounces of silver. I'll buy you 1 ounce of gold. Not much in the economic calendar for this morning. William Dudley is going to come out and talk about 10 o'clock this morning, and they've got a couple of bill announcements they'll throw out. Tomorrow will be a pretty big day. We'll have the Goldman store sales, retail sales, Empire State Manufacturing, and much more. Red Book as well, business inventories. Wednesday will be a pretty good day with housing starts, producer price index, industrial production. But Thursday is going to be the big day. It just got a basket of things they're going to put out then. Consumer price index, jobless claims, Bernanke's going to speak, go through the indicators, Philadelphia Fed, the natural gas report, and so much more. Friday's just pretty much an empty day. So Thursday should be a big day in the marketplace this week. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. There's a lot going on in Washington right now as they try and figure out what kind of a budget they need to advance. And no matter how you cut it, it's going to hurt us. This is off Bloomberg. Obama, Barry, to submit a $3.7 trillion budget. And the GOP promises to fight it. This written by Roger Runigan and Brian Fahler collaboratively for Bloomberg. Barry, the usurper, will send Congress a $3.7 trillion budget that would reduce deficits by $1.1 trillion over a decade. Well, he ain't going to be around for a decade, Barry. We'll have to see whether it's going to reduce anything, but a $3.7 trillion ain't nothing to sniff at. Setting up a battle with Republicans who've already deemed the plan insufficient to reduce the federal debt. That's right. Let's just go ahead and spend our way to prosperity. The deficit for the current fiscal year is forecast to hit a record of $1.6 trillion. Which is 10.9% of the gross domestic product, up from $1.4 trillion the administration estimated previously. The longer these guys hang around with their pads and their pencils, the more debt they want to load us up with. According to documents released this morning by the administration, it would fall to $1.1 trillion in fiscal 2012, the fourth consecutive year of deficits exceeding a trillion. It just takes your breath away. The fourth consecutive year of trillion-dollar deficits in this country. By 2015, it would decline to $607 billion, or 3.2%. Yeah, I'll bet. Here's a quote. We have a responsible budget that will cut in half the deficit by the end of the president's first term. Close quote. The White House budget director, Yacob Lew, said on CNN's State of the Union program yesterday, we're going to make tough choices. Right. About two-thirds of the savings come from spending cuts in areas ranging from heating subsidies for the poor, sounds like a page out of the Queen's playbook there, to grants for airports and water treatment plants. About one-third of the deficit reduction is from revenue increases, including letting taxes rise for married couples with more than $250,000 in annual income, according to the documents. And they're not going for the places where all the cream lies. They're just coming in here and cutting us deeper and deeper. We're dying a death of 1,000 cuts at the hand of this government. Republican resistance. The president's full spending blueprint is set for release at 10:30 a.m. Washington time. It'll be about during the broadcast here. The Republican majority in the House is trying to eliminate more than 100 programs for a saving of $61 billion this year and has vowed to oppose tax increases. Let's see if they'll stick to their vows, huh? Congress still hasn't enacted Obama's fiscal 2011 spending plan submitted last February, and the government is operating under a temporary spending authority that expires March the 1st. Well, continues here, and it says, it looks to me that it's going to be very small on spending discipline and a whole lot of new spending, so-called investments. So they just, you know, reinvent the words, turn it around, inside out, upside down. It's still hemorrhaging red ink everywhere, but they're calling it an investment. That's the old Keynesian school of economics, you know. You just spend your way into prosperity. Well, Boeing 747-8 passenger jets getting a lift from freighter tests. They've had nothing but trouble with this. It's really helped hurting the durable goods market in the non-military aviation area. This by Will Daly, writing for Bloomberg. Boeing company's year of flight tests on the 747-8 freighter may help the plane maker meet a goal of delivering the passenger version by year-end, removing the stigma of delays from its newest jumbo jet. They're having a lot of trouble competing on the global marketplace, and this 747 and the other aircraft that they've got in mind are not helping them at all. The Boeing has targeted the end of March for the first flight of the aircraft, which it calls the Intercontinental. You know, not worth a continental. Well, here's the Intercontinental. Anyway, said Todd Zarfos, the vice president of engineering for the 747-8, work on the freighter during the past year is expected to make regulatory certification for the passenger version easier. And so they think that they've got an aircraft here that's going to be competitive in the marketplace. Time will tell. They're going to have to get one to fly and work well before people are going to be excited. But they got a lot of orders hanging out in the winds. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So everybody basically is lamenting, you know, the changes that have come upon Boeing Aircraft Company over the past decades. There's a quote here: "I want the Boeing that used to never miss, under promise, to show up and start with the 747. Howard Rubel, a New York-based analyst with Jefferies and Company, the string of delays has cost them money, it's cost them shares, and it's cost them reputation. Perhaps they can regain it." Well, there's more to that lengthy story there. Lots of developments going on. It would be a good aircraft if they could get it in the air. But the problem is that they're competing with the Airbus SAS A380, and it's cleaning their clock, okay? And that's not good news for Boeing. Lots of plants around the United States, including in Everett, Washington. I've worked on that site myself and have a lot of affinity with Seattle and Boeing. But this, back into the marketplace one more time, looking at the advances in gold today, headline news on Bloomberg. Batista gold bid as Brazil's richest man, making explorers cheap. Real mergers and acquisitions, rather difficult to say that, Will. But anyway, Christopher Donville writing this for Bloomberg: if Brazilian billionaire Ike Batista gets his way by acquiring Vancouver-based Ventana Gold Corp. I want to find out about this. Go up and visit on the Kitco website. Look at what's going on with the miners. Good things are happening. And as the price of gold continues to stay above $1,350, a lot more action going on in the gold mining and the silver mining area. But if Brazilian billionaire Ike Batista gets his way by acquiring the Vancouver-based Ventana Gold Corp for about $1 billion, he will make other North American companies that develop the metals deposit look cheap for would-be acquirers. Interesting article here. The bid from Brazil's richest man values Ventana at about $434 for each of the estimated 3.5 million ounces of gold at its La Bodega project in Colombia, the second highest among 68 U.S. and Canadian exploration companies tracked by the RBC Capital Markets. So we can't really say, you know, that you buy gold because they ain't making no more of the stuff. The stuff's in the ground. It's just that until the price of gold, bullion, gets up to these kind of spot prices, the ability for a company to go out and explore and bring it to the surface and bring it to the market is difficult to do. You know, when we were bogged down for years and years in the $300 price range, it just wasn't feasible to go out and open up some of these mines. But this one is coming on. Again, Batista is betting the quality of La Bodega's ore will set it apart from rival projects after bullion surge to a record drove acquisitions in the industry to the highest level since at least 1998 last year. It's one of the reasons why we bring out the London Gold Fix each morning, because it's these prices that the London Bullion Market Association set over there that influence what's going to be happening in the mining exploration and delivery markets. Pretty much every gold company that we have a relationship with is thinking about mergers and acquisitions, said Jason Neal, the Toronto-based head of metals and mining at BMO Capital Markets. There's a very high level of evaluation going on. You know, a lot of the junior miners come out and they go out and do their exploration. Then when they know they've got a good strike, then they'll try and seek an investor with deep pockets and big hands to come in and buy them out. So there is that to discuss. But it's an interesting story for the gold bugs. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. Timmy Geithner, you know, he's kind of got his head hung down here, hat in his hand. He has some bad news for the usurper and for the Americans. And he tells Geithner, quietly tells Obama, debt expense to increase to a record. Yeah, that's right. That's right. As long as we allow these globalist bankers to defraud us, you with their juicery, you know, we're never going to get out from underneath this curtain. Daniel Kruger and Liz Capo McCormick writing this for Bloomberg: Barry the usurper may lose the advantage of low borrowing costs. as the U.S. Treasury Department says what it pays to service the national debt is poised to triple amid record budget deficits until we get this Federal Reserve off our banks, folks, and the juicery that runs with it. It's just going to continue to weigh us down and weigh us down and weigh us down. There is no sensible reason for paying interest for the production of these dollars. Interest expenses will rise to 3.1% of gross domestic product. Now, as this gross domestic product continues up into the trillions and trillions, you can see how lucrative it is to loan money to the Treasury. All right? Anyway, continuing from the discussion here, while some of the lowest borrowing costs on record have helped the economy recover from its worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, bond yields are now rising as growth resumes. Every morning we tell you the bonds. You know, this morning the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasury at 0.84, the 10-year at 3.65, and the 30 at 4.70. All right? So continuing, net interest expenses will triple to an all-time high of $554 billion in 2015 from $185 billion in 2010. Can you imagine what we could do to jumpstart our economic situation? Could you imagine the relief that could be provided for the people in the Gulf of Mexico and elsewhere, you know, for $554 billion? But what are we doing instead? We're giving it to the international global cabal, and we needn't do that. It's a slow train wreck coming, and we all know it's going to happen, said Brett Barker, an interest rate analyst at L.A.-based TCW Group, Inc., which manages about $115 billion in assets. It's just a question of whether we want to deal with it. There are huge structural changes that have to go on within this economy. And boy, I'll tell you what, I agree with him, and I agree 100% on that. Egypt over the weekend, you know, everybody heard about it. The army suspends the Constitution, meets protester demand. Let's talk about that a minute. This by Miriam Pham and Amaram Mazan, writing for Bloomberg New News. Egypt's ruling army council said it aims to hand power to democratically elected government within 6 months after almost 3 weeks of popular unrest ended 30 years of autocratic rule by President Hosni Mubarak. A big question, you know, would a Israel-Egypt alliance against the Palestinians be handy? Would an Egypt friendly with the Palestinians be more handy? Would Egypt and Jordan being very friendly and perhaps supportive of expatriation by Palestine work into not only the Palestinians' advantage but also Israel's? There's a lot going on here as they shape this new government going forward. A lot going on here. The Supreme Council of the Armed Forces yesterday dissolved parliament, suspended the Constitution, and said it would rule, watch that word, rule. That sounds a little bit too much like king and queen to me, until general elections take place. The council also formed a committee to introduce constitutional changes, according to a statement read on state television yesterday. Pretty much what's going down in Iceland, isn't it? Very much the same. Protesters wanted the amendments to make it easier to run for president, set term limits on the presidency, and cancel the constitutional authority for anti-terrorism measures, such as arbitrary arrest, searches, and military tribunals. So over in Egypt, they're calling for a repeal of the Patriot Act, and the petards in Washington just extended our Patriot Act one more time. Mass demonstrations forced Mubarak to cede power to the army on February 11th, throwing into question the future course of a key U.S. ally. Really? Who finances their military? Who's financed their military for the last 30 years, right? It's a positive thing that they canceled the parliament and suspended the Constitution. Michael Hanna, a fellow at the Century Foundation in New York, said, I think from here there needs to be one firm timetable set. I would not be feeling very comfortable this morning if we canceled Congress and suspended the Constitution. I wouldn't feel a bit comfortable with that. I hope the Egyptians don't either. But the plan to hand power to a democratically elected government, good luck there. Maybe somebody needs to print up some paper ballots and send them over some pencils and calculators.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So there's more going on in Egypt than meets the eye. Investors boost the bullish gold bets as the Egypt turmoil fuels demand. Famdai Anyajin. Guy's got to be Vietnamese. I'd have sent him an email and find out and see what the phonetic pronunciation of his name actually is. Anyway, he's a good writer, writes for Bloomberg. This is what he's got to say. Hedge funds are piling back into New York gold futures and options as turmoil in Egypt sent bullish bets on the metal to the highest since April 2010. Government data shows holdings in silver also increased. So we may be seeing now that, the trouble, the turmoil, if you will, the unrest in Egypt begins to subside. They come back under military rule. That makes all of the hedge fund managers comfortable. Managed money funds held net long positions or wagers on rising prices, totaling 145,846 contracts on the COMEX as of February the 2nd. U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission data showed on February the 11th the holdings jumped by 17% after five straight weeks of decline. So people are piling back into gold, and that's going to be good for the gold bugs globally. Gold rallied 0.8% last week, the biggest price gain since December, as protests in Egypt forced Mubarak to flee the country, blah, blah, blah. You're seeing a renewed interest in gold from speculative money who put the brakes on metal earlier this year. There's turmoil in Egypt and inflation is heating up. Investment advisors and money managers are ready to put their money back to work. People are more comfortable jumping back into gold after this correction. And so there is that aspect as well. Here's a little bit more on Egypt. Go on to some other news in a moment. But, you know, when you think about it from the standpoint of Barry the Usurper having to do all of the various and sundry flip-flops that he did have to do as the news came on and came on and came on, and there was just no way that they were going to be able to keep Mubarak in office. But again, you have to ask yourself, did they ever intend to, or was it just more stage theater? I think the latter. Obama administration team looked unsteady in response to the Egypt protesters. So they didn't come out with a unified face. They didn't stand on the grounds, and it didn't impact foreign relations. This by Indira A. Lakshmanan and Hans Nichols, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. As the crowd swelled in Cairo's Tahrir Square, February the 10th, chanting for Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to resign, Barry the Usurper sat aboard Air Force One viewing a flat-screen television. No one really knows what he was watching. Maybe, I don't know, gay porn. Reduced to learning whether Mubarak would go, just as the rest of the world did. The image of a U.S. president watching history unfold on TV underscores a central challenge for Obama. Yeah. When will he put his television away? Pick up a book, Barry. Read. Expand your intelligence. You know, anyway. U.S. intelligence from Egypt, once the protest began, was strong, according to a senior Republican in Congress who spoke on a condition of anonymity. What a weird word. That'd just strike that one right out of the English language. Because of the sensitivity of the issue. Oh, this was sensitive, all right. It's only planned for the last 15 years. The administration's response was less clear. I want to be perfectly clear about this. Ranging from support for Mubarak to a verbal shove toward the door. So, yes, flipped and flopped and flipped and flopped and flipped and flopped. And now Mubarak's gone and Barry can go back to half-court basketball with his pals and buddies. You know, they can pat each other on the bottom maybe. Public praise, private calls, keep the Pentagon connected to Egypt's military. You better believe this. It's the Pentagon that's running Egypt, not Egypt running the Pentagon. The Viola Glenger, writing this for Bloomberg, Pentagon officials are using public praise and private phone calls to help the Obama administration maintain connections and influence with the Egyptian military. Take it to heart. Put it in the bank. Which took control of the country's February the 11th and promised a transition to democracy. I guess they're going to go from a totalitarian regime to a socialist regime. But anyway, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Admiral Mike Mullen, Barry the Usurper's top military advisor, have made regular telephone calls to their counterparts, according to Pentagon spokesman Joff Morrell and Navy Captain John Kirby, who provided a few details on the substance of the constant conversations. That's hard work, you know. Pick up the telephone, that's hard work. It's a lot of blood on your hands, too, doesn't it? 300 people dead in the streets of Cairo and in Egypt, you know, and these guys are doing all the heavy lifting up the telephone. The calls, well, they're probably using speakerphones. They don't even have to hold the receiver. The calls are intended to pressure the Egyptian military to do something specific. A U.S. military official said on condition of, well, that again, hiding behind the curtain. Decades of ties, including training of Egyptian officers at elite U.S. military schools, has established relationships between the two forces and made pressure unnecessary so far, said the official, who wasn't authorized to speak publicly on the calls. All right? Again, we'll go back to Thomas P.M. Barnett, you know, and giving his new rule sets talks at all of the military schools, and he was, you know, speaking as much to the Egyptians as to anybody else. It's all interconnected, you know, interoperable and interdependent on this planet. The connections may be critical in the coming weeks and months as Egypt's Supreme Council of the Armed Forces directs a process towards elections and democratic rule after Hosni Mubarak ceded his power to it on February the 11th. All right? Well, there's more going here. Let's look at this one. Really, I mean, we got to keep Palestine in the issue here because they're lying right straight between Egypt and Israel and, you know, on the southern border there. the Palestinians could basically, you know, expatriate or flee into Egypt and be gone. But, of course, would that be exactly what Israel wants or not? Abbas asked Salam Fayyad to help form a Palestinian government as the cabinet resigns. I guess they're doing a little bit of a game change in Palestine as well. This is written by Tanya Habjukwa and Jonathan Furzeiger. Wow. Palestinian Authority cabinet resigned today, and President Mahmoud Abbas called on the prime minister to form a more inclusive government in advance of elections, spokesman Ghassan Khatib said. Wow, that's new news today. The Palestinian Authority cabinet resigned today, and President Mahmoud Abbas called on prime minister to form a more inclusive government in advance of the elections. Seems like everybody is in upheaval in the Near and Middle East. Prime Minister Salam Fayyad presented the cabinet's resignation to Abbas today at his office in the West Bank city of Ramallah. The authority announced February the 12th that it was preparing to hold presidential and legislative elections, the first polling in more than 5 years. The moves follow mass protests that led to the overthrow of the presidents of Egypt and Tunisia and have inspired pro-democracy demonstrations across the Middle East. Wow. Talk about three-dimensional chess. Abbas, popularly known as Abu Mazen, is reshuffling his government because of a lack of progress on some of the most pressing issues facing the Palestinians, including peace talks with Israel, reconciliation with the Islamic Hamas movement, so on and so forth, the political scientist at Al-Azhar University in the Gaza Strip said. Quote, "This move is in part to get out of the stalemate. Look for changes. Changes coming. Keeping the situation as it is isn't good for Abu Mazen. It isn't good for the Palestinian Authority. And it isn't good for Palestine." Right. Interesting stuff. The looting never stops. You know, thieves are thieves. And the higher up you go in government and the longer you stay there, the more you can thieve and loot your people. This, again, off Bloomberg, Mubarak's family holdings under investigation by the UK's Serious Fraud Office. Damn, do we have a Serious Fraud Office in the United States? Like to set one up. Lindsay Fortato, writing this yesterday for Bloomberg, the UK's Serious Fraud Office. Do we have any serious fraud in America? Any serious fraud going on in Wall Street? Any serious fraud happening in Washington, D.C. or in your state house? Why don't we set up a Serious Fraud Office? I mean, it'd be something we could take from the Brits and use. Is investigating if any assets of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and his family are held in Britain. I've heard that up to maybe $50 billion in gold by this Hosni Mubarak, been taken out of the country. The SFO has not had any requests from Egypt or elsewhere for assets in the UK, if they exist, to be frozen. Jaffa said in London today by telephone. Of course, Mubarak's family all deedied over there to England, you know, about as quickly as the Israelis and the Al-Qaeda were whisked out of the United States after 9/11. The agency wants to locate any funds so it can move quickly if a request is made. I wonder if we could quickly locate Larry Silverstein's funds. Maybe we could quickly locate Lloyd Blankfein's funds if we had a Serious Fraud Office investigating. The fraud office is investigating a Belgravia, London-based private equity firm with links to Mubarak's sons, Gamal and Alaa. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, maybe if the United States would have a serious fraud office, we could finally find out what happened to the trillions that went missing from the Pentagon. I like the idea of going in and seizing the assets of these batards, you know? All of them. Just strip them right down. Leave them with nothing more than their shorts standing out on the sidewalk, holding a sign, "We'll try and be honest for food," or something like that, you know? Anyway, Mubarak's family may have more than 1.4 billion pounds or 2.4 billion dollars in British and Swiss bank accounts and in property in London, New York, and Los Angeles. Sunny Times reported, without saying where they got their information, Mubarak resigned February the 11th after 30-year reign as Egypt's president. You don't say a reign and president in the same sentence, brother. If you're reigning, you're a king, all right? As Egypt's king, as a popular revolt forced his ouster, Egypt's army dissolved the country's parliament today and suspended the constitution. Switzerland froze funds belonging to Mubarak and his immediate circle on February the 11th to prevent their misappropriation, the Bern-based foreign ministry said in a statement. It didn't specify the value of Mubarak's assets that are in Switzerland. UK Business Secretary Vince Cable said any action to freeze assets needs to be coordinated with other countries. Quote, "We need to look at it," Cable told BBC television Andrew Marr program today. Quote, "It depends whether these funds were illegally or improperly obtained. I would be concerned if banks had been engaged in anything improper. We would act if anything improper occurred." How do you get $50 billion in your bank account after ruling and reigning over Egypt for 30 years if there's no fraud? Illegally, you know, no fraud involved in acquiring his funds. You know, that'd be my question to the boy. All right, here's a little bit more fraudulent crap going on. If that isn't enough to spin your hair and braid your, anyway. Playboy mansion worth $54 million, 45 times what Hefner claims, the suit says. All right? Not going to be able to cheating on your taxes? Well, God. Anyway, Stephen Church writing this for Bloomberg. The Playboy mansion, the 29-room movie studio and corporate throne of Playboy Enterprises, Inc. founder Hugh Hefner is worth $54 million, or 45 times what the publisher claims on its books, a shareholder lawsuit said. All right? Hefner, 84 years old. I wonder if he uses Viagra. Well, with the ladies he surrounds himself with, he probably needn't do so. And Playboy Enterprises are hiding the true value of the company's assets in an effort to take it private without paying a fair price for the minority stake that Hefner doesn't own. Stakeholders? That gives it a whole nother name, doesn't it? Anyway, the information sent to minority shareholders described the deal, quote, seems designed to intentionally mislead or at a minimum confuse. Playboy's public shareholders, lawyers for the shareholders, Charles A. German-Shawson and Feivel Gottlieb, that's a nice Irish firm, said in the complaint. The lawsuit, originally filed in July, is one of at least two from shareholders challenging Hefner's takeover attempt. And it continues. Rather interesting stuff. Brent oil rises to $102 as an eyes China. This out of the chat room from our foreign correspondent, Mick. Alex Lawler writing out of London. Reuters, Brent crude. Now, we don't confuse Brent crude with light sweet crude, two different species of things here. Brent crude, you can find out about Brent crude by jumping up on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website and checking it out for yourself. But Brent crude rose to around $102 a barrel on Monday, supported by Chinese trade data showing crude, showing rising crude imports in the world's second largest consumer and by concerns about continued unrest in the Middle East. All right. Now, in the next couple of articles here, we're going to find out how much diesel fuel is being used by India to generate electricity. And it may be running this Brent crude as diesel. But investors kept an eye on Egypt's political transition following the ouster of Mubarak and its potential spillover effects in the Middle East and North Africa, together with the source of more than a third of the world's oil. All right, the Middle East and North Africa, together with the source of more than a third of the world's oil. We're staying up because of the continued risk of further unrest in the Middle East, said Christopher Bellew. All right, why are they keeping the crude oil prices high? On fear, risk of unrest. Not because there's any shortage. Not because there's an increase in demand. This is just speculation. They got a deal going, and they're making the most out of the deal. Brent crude, the benchmark in Europe, Africa, and the Middle East for April delivery was up $1.36 to $102.30 a barrel this morning. The events in Egypt helped push Brent crude above $100 at the end of last month for the first time since 2008. U.S. crude has been weighed down by near-record inventories at the Cushing, Oklahoma point, where a steady fall in North Sea supplies, blah, blah, blah. So you can see that there's two different oil markets. We always report on light sweet crude here because I have an affinity for that West Texas oil and the delivery point in Cushing, Oklahoma, not altogether too far from our good friend Mike Chambers' residence. But anyway, back to the discussion. One more story out of the chat room, very interesting here. Walker, and this is off the Wisconsin State Journal. Go up and visit with the cheese people. Wisconsin State Journal, Walker takes a broad swipe at a public employees union. How do you feel about having public employees unionized, having them have the opportunity to do a general strike and drive up the cost of running government because they're all unionized? Once was a time when you take a job working for the post office or in government in general, and it was kind of like an intermediate step. You knew you weren't going to make as much as you could in the private market, but you couldn't find a job. You really weren't up on your game, and so you went to work for government. Well, ever since William Jefferson Clinton and Al, I Invented the Internet, Gore, came along with their reinvention of government. That all changed that time. They wanted to make government the employer of choice. They wanted to attract and retain the best and brightest minds of America. They wanted to have the most competitive pay schedule, and they wanted to have the best benefits. And you can see how that's bit us in the butt, like most everything that Al Gore proposes. But saying those who didn't see it coming must have been in a coma. Government Scott Walker unveiled sweeping legislation that would severely curtail public employees' rights. And rights, you Americans are going to know what it's like to have no rights pretty soon. And dramatically change the way Wisconsin negotiates with unions going forward. Right? Officials alerted the Wisconsin State Employees Union on Friday that expired collective bargaining agreements would be canceled March the 13th. That's really good news, in my opinion. That's really pretty good news. Let's reduce the cost of doing government, you know. Maybe some of these carpetbaggers would just go ahead and walk away from their government jobs and try and find something meaningful to do in the public sector. State unions have been operating under the terms of their previous contracts, an arrangement that can be terminated with 30 days' notice. The news came on the same day the governor unveiled a budget repair bill that would remove nearly all collective bargaining rights for nearly all the public employees in the state and make it easier for employers to fire workers that engage in some form of labor unrest. Okay? You don't like how much you're making in government? Get the hell out. All right, go find a private sector job. Quit complaining. To union leaders and many Democratic lawmakers, the governor's move represents an all-out effort to end the influence of organized labor in Wisconsin. Well, there's things to be said for the unions, and there's things to be said against them. But when it comes to government, it should not be a place for people. It should not be employment of first choice. It should be employment of last resort, in my opinion. Of course, my opinions are really of little value, actually. Because it doesn't influence the real world. You know, what we say here on this broadcast, this is just the stuff we find, the things we understand, and how trying to figure out how it impacts us. Treasury yields reach highs on better economic growth. U.S. debt auctions. Okay, U.S. debt auctions. Again, the bond market. Pretty interesting article, this by Cordell Eddings, writing for Bloomberg. Treasuries fell, with 10-year notes touching the highest yield since April, as the U.S. sold $72 billion of debt amid data showing the economy is gaining steam. The U.S. is selling debt as the economy grows. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more on the other side of the top of the hour break. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month.
This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so back again, once again, here on our Monday, February the 14th, 2011. It is Valentine's Day, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Gentlemen, don't come home without a box of candy. You might sleep in the doghouse tonight. Anyway, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour, a variety of news, kind of just about ready to start closing out the news basket here. Talking a little bit about the Treasury yields reaching highs on better economic growth. Well, if you can find the good economic growth, the better economic growth, please share it with us all, because I'm sure we'd love to see it someplace. But I don't see too much happening. Yields on the 30-year bonds were the highest in 10 months as the amount of the bids go up. G20 to tackle trade imbalances with a system employing economic indicators. Simon Kennedy writing for Bloomberg. G20 nations are pursuing a two-step approach. I wonder if they talked to Mr. Willoughby lately. Group of 20 nations are pursuing a two-step approach, dancing around the issues, no doubt, to avoid a repeat of the economic imbalances blamed for helping trigger the recent credit crisis and global recession, according to a European Union documenti. Prepared ahead of this week's meeting of the G20 finance chiefs in Paris. Okay, so that's on the browser this week. The G20 finance chiefs meeting in Paris. These guys can't ever seem to go away. But, of course, if you listen to the broadcast last evening, when Michael Vail interviewed Dr. Joseph Nye, trilateral that he is, he mentioned that, you know, the G20 was just kind of a networking organization. It's one of those places where you sit around and eat croissants and drink expensive coffee and just talk to each other, right? You better not believe that one. Anyway, prepared ahead of this week's meeting of the G20 finance chiefs in Paris, the report said the EU strongly supports the suggestion made by G20 officials at a meeting last month to identify when an imbalance is building using a set of economic indicators. One of the questions posed to Mr. Nye last evening, you can certainly find the vantage point in the oraclebroadcasting.com archives for the broadcast and listen to that interview. But one of the things that was mentioned by Mr. Nye here was that he was quite confident and could give big odds, long odds, that the European Union and the euro will continue. There's a lot of dissension in the marketplace on that one, but we'll see. The G20 nations are debating which indicators would be the best to focus on after having agreed in November to better monitor if economic imbalances are forming. The next step is to analyze the causes and perhaps make policy recommendations on how to deal with them. So maybe, just maybe, if there was any intellectual honesty going on in the G20, instead of focusing on symptoms and victims, they would look at the disease itself. Perhaps maybe, they would be able to take stock in the idea of the fiat monetary systems going forward. Perhaps they would cut their ties with the international bankers and gangsters. The two-step approach will add structure and focus to the work of the G20. Where on the planet can you go to get away from this banking scheme as we go further and further into the new economic and legal disorder? I don't think there is any place, actually. I think every country on the planet is subject to the same Ponzi scheme, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and et cetera, and et cetera. So with all that going forward, the France, which is the G20 president this year, is hoping this week's talks will conclude with a list of indicators to identify and cut trade imbalances. Financial Times reported, citing an interview with French Minister Christine Lagarde, there's still a combination of political posture and positioning taking place, Lagarde said. All right? So there's more involved in all this. They're trying to avoid a credit crunch, trying to do all kinds of things, but will they succeed in this? Hard to say. Let's jump over here and take a look at something a little bit more interesting. Right after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to hit some of the highlights on the timeline to global governance. Stay with us.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I just dropped a link in our chat room, folks. You can find it on sovereignty.net /p/gov/timeline.html. It's timeline to global governance. Years ago, in the communications back and forth between myself and Joan Vion, we were talking about the importance of putting together timelines. And for those of us in the research community, the historians, the amateur historians that we sometimes find ourselves needing to be, having timelines to rely on is very useful. As we look at things coming, let's say, out of Sumer and Egypt and bringing it forward from antiquity to today, maybe even from the last ice age forward, you know, track it all the way through, it helps to put together a timeline. It would be so great if there was some particular internet website out there that people with credible information that could cite their sources could go up and find the year that they have their information is pertinent to and add it to the great global timeline so that perhaps we could piece together all the various parts and pieces of history and look at how they work. You know, not just year to year, but regionally. You know, what was happening in 1933 in the United States? What was happening in England? What was happening in France? What was happening in Spain? What was happening in the Near East, the Middle East, the Far East, etc., South America, Africa, etc.? And look at it from the year by year. One of the things that I've really enjoyed over the years, when I find these various and sundry dusty castaway sets of encyclopedias, they often include a yearbook. And so you can get in detail, month by month, blow by blow accounts of the year that you just aren't going to get by studying the encyclopedia by itself. Of course, you still have to source out all that information and verify the accuracy, but it's a different perspective. Instead of looking at all things historical that an encyclopedia would, it gives you a yearbook to look at. So this timeline to global governance is quite revealing because it starts out this way. In 1891, the Society of the Elect and the Association of the Helpers. Anybody ever heard of that before? Secret Society, all right? Created by Cecil Rhodes and Alfred Milner. William T. Stead, Reginald Balliol Brent, it looks like, and Lord Esther in London. Rhodes died in 1902, leaving the society and his fortune under the control of Milner, who established the Rhodes Scholar Program. And then you can get background information right there. The Round Table, this was in 1910. A periodical first published by Milner's Secret Society for Britain's intellectual community. The writers and those associated with the publications became known as the Round Table Group and later the Chatham House crowd. And you can go up and you can find the Chatham House website today, all right, and find out more about it. Edward Mandel House, 1912, published his Philip Drew Administrator, a novel describing how the world could best be governed by a benevolent administration, all right? Administration, very important stuff going out here in this little timeline. Whoever put it together brought together great links, interestingly enough, as well. So, continuing, 1913, Woodrow Wilson, U.S. President. Edward Mandel House served as Wilson's campaign manager and then as his chief advisor. Franklin Delano Roosevelt appointed Assistant Secretary of Navy, Woodrow Wilson, of course. The Federal Reserve Act was enacted, creating the first central bank. We can also say that the ADL was created in that year and the IRS. 1914, World War I begins. See how timely? See how timely? You know? The Rothschilds drive you into their central banking system and then immediately create a war. They love that, finance both sides of the war. World War I begins. Wilson campaigned against U.S. entry into the war. Then he entered the war in 1917, 1 year before it ended. Wilson's 14 points. I mean, again, this is all the timeline to global governance. Find out more about global governance? Just jump up on the Oracle Broadcasting or Archives page and listen to the discussion last night, the interview that Michael Vail had with Dr. Joseph Nye, right? Global governance. We won't have global government, he said, trilateral that he is, the head of the North American trilaterals, all right? We won't have global governments, but we will and do have global governance. So we talk about here all the time, you know, this GIS, GPS, global governance scheme. Right? 1918, Wilson's 14 points. These are things that you can just go and read. If you've never read Wilson's 14 points, it's worth your trouble to do so. Find it. The League of Nations, first proposed in the Roundtable in December in an article entitled The League of Nations, a practical suggestion written by Edward Mandel House and Lionel Curtis. The League of Nations, all right? Comes right out of the Roundtable. This would be the people that Dr. Stan Monteith in his book talks about when he's talking about the Brotherhood of Darkness, all right? 1919, the Paris Peace Conference. House, Wendell House, is Wilson's chief deputy at the conference when he's expanded his association with leaders of the military group. 1920, the League of Nations rejected by the U.S. Senate. The Royal Institute of International Affairs is created, all right? So you got the Council of Foreign Relations, which comes up immediately after the Royal Institute of International Affairs, 1921, Council on Foreign Relations. It's all interconnected. 1925, Mein Kampf, published by, you know, they say published by Adolf Hitler, but it was collaboratively written. His writing ends about page 30 in my Mannheim edition, which, by the way, even though the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center rail against Mein Kampf as a sure sign that you've got yourself a terrorist, it was Abraham Foxman that wrote the foreword to the edition of Mein Kampf. It's 1929, stock market crash. 1930, Bank of International Settlements created in Basel, Switzerland. J.P. Morgan and Company and others involved with the creation of the Federal Reserve were among the founders of the Bank of International Settlements. And, of course, you can go back and review Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes, and find out more about that. Excuse me, 1932, Franklin Delano Roosevelt begins his presidency amid the Great Depression. The New Deal, formulated by leftist Henry Wallace, Secretary of Agriculture, and Secretary of State Cordell Hull. As a senator, supported Wilson's League of Nations, Hull began drafting a United Nations Charter 2 weeks after Pearl Harbor. Step by step by step. Now, this might surprise you, just how long it's been around. Surprised me. 1933, the Wilderness Society is founded. And, of course, if you go back and look at her 1955, the symposium out of Princeton University, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, we can see how this Wilderness Society, and in 1936, the National Wildlife Federation is founded. This is the beginning of the Green Movement. This is the Bugs and Bunny people. These are the tree huggers coming on us and at us as part of the globalist agenda, moving us towards world domination under global governance. World marches towards war in 1938. A chronology of events leading to World War II, the event which gives rise to the United Nations. 1941, FDR delivers his Four Freedoms speech. You ever read the Four Freedoms? Makes you want to gag, but he does. It sounds good. Window dressing. Declaration of War on Japan. Declaration of War on Germany. 1941. 1942. The declaration by the United Nations, the first official use of the name United Nations, suggested by Roosevelt, his wife, by the way. Chronology of related events can be found there. 1943, the Moscow Conference, United Nations Association created by Eleanor Roosevelt. Sound interesting?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so once again, I'm looking at a timeline for global governance right off of global governance, right off of sovereignty.net/p/gov/timeline.html. If you missed that, you want it, just shoot me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'll fire you back a link. But this is a very interesting timeline, and it is not sterile. It's loaded with hot links so that you can go and actually look at this information. I stumbled upon this over the weekend. And I think it's a good resource. It's a real fingertip and an eye-opener for those that are either, A, new to this expression, or people that have been around for a while but really want to have a good timeline, and certainly a timeline to begin with. I mean, you could take this basic timeline and set something like it up in a Word document or another word processor, and then you could continue to add in and flesh out the things that you've found in each of these year categories. But I think he's picked important things to use to mark each of these years. Certainly the Wilderness Society, the National Wildlife Federation, and their founding is definitely important, especially with the Wilderness Society being founded by Bob Marshall, an out-and-out socialist. All right, 1938, world marches towards war. Wilderness Society and National Wildlife Federation before World War II. Wow. World marches towards war, 1938. FDR, 1941, FDR delivers again his four freedoms, declares war on Japan, declares war on Germany. 1942, the declaration by the United Nations. 1943, the Moscow Conference. Now, that's an interesting time, that Moscow Conference, the United Nations Association created by Eleanor Roosevelt. It's hard to say whether it did or it didn't happen at this time that the idea of the Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, started to get laid out. And this is why I was looking for this information, and it was on a search, Agenda 21, written in 1943 on Google, that brought up this link to this timeline here. So I would just say, look at Moscow Conference, United Nations Association, and Agenda 21 in a search field, and see if you could come up with the more information, more definitive. I'm still looking myself. 1944, the Bretton Woods Agreement created the World Bank. Oh, yeah. The International Monetary Fund. Henry Morgenthau delivered the closing address. The Dumbarton Oaks Convention. Big year, 1944. 1945, the Yalta Conference. That's the big four. You guys remember them all sitting up there in their starchies, you know? Joseph Stalin, you know. Oh, God, what a bunch. What a bunch of clowns. The United Nations Charter was signed on June the 26th in San Francisco. The International Court of Justice was established in The Hague. On August 6th and the 9th, the atomic bombs were dropped on Japan, 1945, folks. And Japan surrenders on August the 14th. UNESCO created in London. Wow, there goes education. 1946, U.S. joins UNESCO. Julian Huxley, president of the Eugenics Society, the author of The New Divinity, all right? First director of socialist, Joseph Needham, appointed director of the National Science. World Health Organization created 1946. Who?
Who? Who? Who are you? Whose are you? The World Health Organization. 1947, the World Federalist Association and the World Federalist Movement, founded in Switzerland. That's some very interesting research itself. You might jump up on Vicki Davis' website, channelingreality.com. She's got quite a bit on the World Federalist Association and the World Federalist Movement. In 1948, the IUCN created, here's your climate change, by whom? Julian Huxley in Geneva, headquarters in land, it looks like, Switzerland. The U.S. government and several agencies are members of the IUCN. 1948, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Human rights. You know, they don't have the Bill of Rights from the Constitution in Black's Eighth Law Dictionary, but they do have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Rights. In the back of that tome. Environmental education, a concept introduced to the United Nations by the IUCN. Environmental education. You go in and look in the 1950 encyclopedias, and you'll start seeing all manner and sundry of articles showing up under the banner of environment. And the environmentalism, it's a belief system. 1949, UNESCO's publication 356, Toward World Understanding, the New World Order coming into view. 1951, the Nature Conservancy organized. You think these bugs and bunny groups came up yesterday? Guess again. Not at all. They're part of a long-range global goal towards global governance. United Nations Development Program, 1959, evolved in maturity. 1960, the Temple of Understanding, organized in New York by Dr. Robert Mueller on the advisory board. The Temple of Understanding. 1961, Freedom from War, right? Sure. State Department publication, 72-77, setting forth U.S. disarmament policy in favor of United Nations peacekeeping forces. 1961, the World Wildlife Fund, organized by Julian Huxley and the IUCN. And we keep kind of finding this WWF coming up in various documents all the time now. The World Wildlife Fund, organized by Julian Huxley. Number 1964, the Wilderness Act of 1964, and how it came to be. UNCTAD, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, established in 1964. These are all the bodies and organs of the United Nations beast system. Take a minute and find a organization chart, a flow chart of the structure of this beast system known as the United Nations. Look at all of its various organs and bodies and heads. Visit with Michael Vail's website, Vantage Point. Listen to the archive of yesterday's broadcast. We were talking about how the NGOs, you know, they're kind of like a wild card. They crowd the stage of government as we move further and further into Harold J. Lasky's pluralist system of government. Rule by groups. Rule by groups. You call your senator, your congressman's office, and they always ask you who you represent. 1970, the first Earth Day, the founder, Gaylord Nelson, another view of Earth Day. 1970, the World Conference on Religion and Peace, opened at the headquarters of the United Nations Center. 1970, the Environmental Protection Agency was created. Now we've got the Green Movement running full steam ahead. 1972, the Clean Water Act passed by Congress. The World Heritage Convention. 1972, Earth Summit 1, the first UN conference on environment with Maurice Strong, the conference leader. All right? 1992, we have Earth Summit, Agenda 21, but in 1972, Earth Summit 1, the first conference on environment. Of course, Maurice Strong, he was involved as well in the 1992 Global Earth Summit 2. 1973, sites signed, UN Environment Program, Trilateral Commission formed. It's our dear Dr. Joseph Nye here last night, the chairman of the North American Trilateral Commission, 1973. The Trilateral Commission was formed. Jimmy Carter was recruited for that. UNEP's Regional Seas Program, and here we are, 1973 to the year 2010. And on July the 19th, Barry the Usurper
gives the United States a cession to the law of the sea. Okay. Continuing here, 1975, the Belgrade Charter, the Global Framework for Environmental Education. 1976, Habitat 1 adopted the UN policy on land. The Federal Land Policy Management Act, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and UNIFEM, created to promote women's rights. Swing your purses, baby. 1976.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back just a little bit further on this, we're almost done with this timeline. I just wanted to lay this out for you so that you get an idea of how this thing has unfolded over the years and some of the major milestones that they had to, you know, the hurdles that they had to accomplish. Now, once again, you know, I say that, you know, for the average man and woman out there in the listening audience, you know, few have any kind of a plan laid out for this year at all. Few have any kind of a plan laid out for the next 6 months. Few have any actual goals that have been set for the next 30 days, much less this week or for the balance of the day. But these guys, the other side, the Global East, they're centennial thinkers, they're millennial thinkers, and they set in plan their action plans. They set their goals in concrete and they put their plans in sand, knowing that the goal never changes, but the plans on how to get there must change. Time being that one variable that you just can't push. That's an envelope you can't run. You know, it's irreversible in the past and it's unpredictable in the future. But nevertheless, they're planners. And this is a long-range action plan, maybe extending 500 years, as Rockefeller stated. I got a pamphlet on the Free Trade Area of the Americas from the Birch Society, I think it was, and they were saying no to the Free Trade Area of the Americas, but in there they quoted Rockefeller saying, after 500 years, we see a time where we can have a truly new world order. And what happened 500 years ago? Well, of course, that was the Reformation, October 31st, 1517, when Martin Luther, the great German theologian, nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church and crossed the threshold from the old world order into the new world order, seemingly driving a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom, crucifying Christ afresh. 1978, global taxation first proposed by James Tobin. Oh, that's the Tobin tax. Yeah, like him, huh? 1979, the USMAB, MAB, Man and Biosphere Program, 1979. Told you about that biosphere astronaut that I interviewed once. He got pregnant inside of the biosphere, trying to reenact Adam and Eve, I guess, on the imitation savanna. 1979, the first World Climate Conference held in Geneva, Switzerland. World Core Curriculum introduced by Dr. Robert Mueller through the Robert Mueller Schools World Core Curriculum. And we hear core standards today sweeping across the country in our schools. CEDAW, C-E-D-A-W, Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. This is the prelude again to Agenda 21. Women, children, and indigenous people becomes the mantra in the 21st century. All right? You notice it everywhere. You can't miss it. The advertising is replete with it. It's always the woman sitting at the kitchen table. She's got the calculator, the reading glasses, and all of the bookwork set aside. And she's doing the household books while Dad looks on in the background with his pink shirt and his khaki slacks, right? Yeah. World Conservation Strategy, published jointly by UNEP, IUCN, and the World Wildlife Federation, 1980. McBride Commission, the Brandt Commission, Willie Brandt, developed and chaired by Willie Brandt. Yep. The Brandt Commission. Palm Commission, Independent Commission on Disarmament and Security Issues. That comes out in 82. World Resources Institute, the World Charter for Nature. The World Charter for Nature, the precursor to the Earth Charter, comes out 1982. The UN Convention on the Law of the Seas, created by the International Seabed Authority. And we now have the National Ocean Council here in the United States by executive order, executive diktat, July the 19th, 2010. Where we have a 200-mile limit now of exclusive economic zone. That's that seabed, International Seabed Authority. The United Nations Convention on Ozone Depleting Substances, 1985. Remember when you used to have a air conditioner in your car that actually worked and a refrigerator that kept things cold? Well, that all went away right there. Ozone depletion. 1987, the Montreal Protocol converts voluntary ozone treaty into international law. 87, the Brundtland Commission, Institute for Global Communications, comes out by the Tides Foundation. 88, Global Forum on Human Survival. James Lovestock was featured speaker. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, this is the IPCC, created by the World WMO, what is that? I forgot. And UNEP, all right? 1989, Mr. Khrushchev, tear down that wall. Yeah, 1989, the Berlin Wall falls, and the USSR begins to disintegrate. Convention on the Rights of the Child, adopted by the United Nations, 1989. And today, you got the tattletale squads. They come home from school, and they start reporting and watching and monitoring you like a bunch of little aliens inside your house. All right, the rights of the child. Don't you dare spank your child. You might go to spend time in prison. Climate Action Network was created in Germany to promote climate treaty. All this works together. 1990, the Global Forum on Human Survival. The World Summit for Children in New York, their plan of action. Women's Environment and Development Organization, the WEDO. Guido's WEDO. International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, 1990, ICLEI. Created by at the invitation of the United Nations to advance what? United Nations Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development at the local level. Been coming on us and at us for a while. 1990. You see, in 1992, the Earth Summit, that's where we get the big orange book, Agenda 21. But Agenda 21 was already an active program of action laying in the background by 1990. 1991, the Stockholm Initiative on Global Security and Governance, first use of that word here now, governance, the origin on the Commissions of Global Governance. GISGPS Global Governance Scheme. 1992, the Commission on Global Governance was established again by Willy Brandt. Boutros Ghali appointed the somebody and somebody and somebody as president of it. The Global Biodiversity Strategy, UN Conference on Climate and Development. This is UNCED. This is United Nations Agenda 21, Rio de Janeiro, the Earth Summit, chaired by Maurice Strong. Very important time period. United Nations Commission on Sustainable Development was created to advance Agenda 21. Earth Council, created in Costa Rica by Maurice Strong to coordinate global implementation of Agenda 21 through national councils on sustainable development in the United States. Gave the session to that. We created, under William Jefferson Clinton and Al Gore, created our first national council. National Religious Partnership for the Environment. This is the outgrowth of the Temple of Understanding's joint appeal. The Temple of Understanding, remember? That was founded earlier. The Temple of Understanding, the National Religious Partnership for the Environment. Can't get away from it, even in church. You're lied to by your teachers. You're lied to by your pastors, your preachers, your ministers. You're lied to by the media. Can't get away from it. It's a global agenda. The Wildlands Project. We've talked about that before. Rewilding America. And there's more. 93, 97 keeps right on going. Gets more and more intense as it moves forward. All right, I want to share this with you before we run out of time. A guy named Otto Mayer. Who is he? Why is he important? 1846 to 1924. Fits right into our little timeline here. You could just plug him in. He was a German jurist, this out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, published a long time ago, hard copy right in front of me, donated to our library by our good friend Pete. German jurist, Mayer, who was born in Fürth, in Bavaria, studied at the universities of Erlangen, Heidelberg, and Berlin between 1865 and 1868, and in 1871 he became a magistrate in his native town. Following a short career as an attorney, he became, in 1881, the private docent in French civil law and international private law at Strasbourg, attaining the rank of professor in 1882. Now, Mr. Nye, the trilateral, last evening, he's a professor. He's at Kennedy Law School. But when we think about these professors in history, let's understand how much of an impact they can have as one generation after another generation comes in and graces his classroom. They're able to stand there like so much poison concentrated highly in one place and poison one group of young minds after another group of young minds. And because they've spent so much for their education and their parents have such great hopes for them, they take it all in stride. They take it as gospel. They got it at Harvard, after all. Who would lie at Harvard, right? From 1903 until 1918, when Otto Mayer, here comes the break. We'll have to pick it up right there. Do stay tuned.
At
at hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So once again, just to highlight and put it on your browser, a guy named Otto, O-T-T-O Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, Mayer, Otto Mayer, all right, German jurist. Interesting fellow, this. He became in 1881 a private docent in French civil law. That's juris civilis. You might as well just call it what it is, Roman civil law, and international private law. International private law, that's important to understand. We live under, we operate under international private law, all right? Not your constitution. Attaining the rank of professor in 1882, all right? From 1903 until 1918, when he became a professor emeritus, he was professor in Leipzig. To a considerable extent, the rise of administrative law as a juristic conceptual science is due to Mayer. We had the 1946? The Administrative Procedures Act. Talk about a downward slope for America. There you go. But with French administrative organization, all right, the rise of administrative law as a juristic conceptual science is due to Mayer, whose work made a scientific system out of what was previously a mere collection of precepts. La Bande had prepared its way by introducing the idea of public law as a pure legal discipline and a growing acquaintance as a result of political developments with French administrative organization furnished the immediate stimulus. French civil law, all right, administrative law. It lives and thrives in Louisiana today. Mayer's acquaintance with the conceptual world of Roman, French, and German law qualified him particularly to elaborate a new and independent theory, his readings in administrative law, a subject then largely ignored. All it takes is one professor with an idea, and it can spread globally. Right? One professor, like Mr. Nye, for instance, can spread globally. And on the other hand, German administrative law, and it goes on and it's more difficult to read, continuing, in the first work, he sought to interpret the often only implicit content of French administrative law to German jurists, and in the second, to apply his theoretical deductions to German conditions. The so-called doctrine of administrative law, then dominant in Germany, contended itself with a textbook-like classification of material according to ends and means. A treatment quite inadequate from a juristic point of view. Administrative law must have had its general conceptual side, and this Meyer brilliantly developed. You find yourself in a traffic court dealing with one of these administrative proceedings. Just think about good old Otto Meyer. Not automation, Otto Meyer, German jurist. Born in Firth, in Bavaria. He opposed the private law interpretations of public legal relations, and since his time, private and public law have been universally separated. Private and public law. Try and get public law on your side these days. The formation of the Weimar Republic interrupted Meyer in his work on Saxon public law, and on a theory deriving from Max von Sydow as to the legal nature of the German Empire as a league of sovereigns. So you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. He probably had much to say. But we can certainly look back to Otto Meyer for the development of administrative law in America and elsewhere around the world. So then, back to this discussion. Again, the timeline, picking it up. In 1997, Al Gore's report to the United Nations at Rio, right? A broader view of Agenda 21 implementation, the Kyoto Protocol adopted in Kyoto, Japan, converts voluntary climate change treaty to a binding international law. International Conference on Environment and Society, also 1997. In 1998, the International Criminal Court was created in Rome. Would you think that was around forever? Go back and look at this chain of events that occurred. The creation of the American Bankers Association, almost immediately followed by the creation of the American Bar Association, not long after the creation of the American Medical Association. There you got all of your snakes swirling around the same staff, right? Okay. Then they created the American Bar Association, created this the Commission on Uniform Laws. As I've stated in the past, this is something you should all be able to rattle off, okay? Then after the creation of this Uniform Law Commission, the legislative bill drafting agencies were created in all of the several states, including Washington District of Criminals. And this was the way that the end runs began happening around the Constitution, that pesky, troublesome Constitution, not only the federal Constitution, but the constitutions in all of the several states, in order to go around the constitutions, the brilliance of the Lawyers Guild, that trade union, their brilliant idea was model codes and model acts. Codes. Napoleonic law. Codes. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. And in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law.
returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. It's the world we live in today. Positivism, Auguste Comte, sociology, man as being the object of scientific inquiry. We didn't get to it today, but perhaps tomorrow we'll start in a little bit with Henry Bergson, Creative Evolution, another mind on the map. 1999, the Charter for Global Democracy. Well, we can see that happening now in Bahrain, Tunisia, Egypt, and all over the Near and Middle East. The World NGO Conference, we talk about these national government or non-governmental organizations. Again, pluralism coming on us and at us. This is the idea of global governance, stakeholders and actors. 1999, the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Bonn. In the year 2000, the Earth Charter, final draft. Yeah. And they stick the Earth Charter in a little cask, you know, and they carry it around. It's new, the new Ark of the Covenant. It's a new Ark, all right? They carry this thing around. They carried it up and down, I think, the Eastern Seaboard, maybe around other places, carried it around like the Olympic torch, you know, carrying this charter, the Earth Charter, getting public buy-in. The NGO, the National Non-Governmental Organization Millennium Forum, the UNPI NGO Forum, Millennium Peace Summit, this is all in the year 2000, State of the World Forum, Joan Fion attended that one, I believe, Millennium Assembly, the Millennium Summit, the UN Desertification Treaty ratified by the U.S. Senate by voice vote, the Bush-Gore election decided by a U.S. Supreme Court. Never before. Completely unconstitutional. I couldn't believe that people were not more uptight about that. Never before. And why? Because of the hanging chads. Hanging chads. Of course, Bush's brother had something to do with helping this to come down. And then what did we get? HAVA. The Help America Vote Act of 2001. Senator Chris Bond and others. Principles in bringing that on us and at us. Now we have electronic voting. And your vote? Up in the air. Does it matter? It sure does. United Nations Climate Change Conference, 1999. Bush-Gore election. Kyoto negotiations collapse. Of course, the Kyoto negotiations collapse. And then we have the accession to the law of the sea by executive fiat. 2001, Bush rejects the Kyoto Protocol. U.S. is booted off the U.N. Commission on Human Rights. U.S. is booted off the U.N.'s Narcotic Control Board. Why? Because we're so busy restoring the poppy fields in Afghanistan, right? Kyoto Protocol limps forward without the United States in July. The U.N. Conference on Racism. World Trade Center. Pentagon attacked by terrorists. Osama bin Laden videotapes. 2001. Well, we're out of time for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next
taking
time,
it back,
good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.